Okay. So, I have what I think is a tremendous insight into the midah of Sadlanus that I'd like to share with you, as they say. Baruch Hashem, I want to thank my father, Olam HaShalom, always said that I was never a rabbi when he was alive, but he always said to me, but I used to speak when I went to, you know, bris, sheva brachas and the like, so he told me always to come prepared. And this way you'll have something, and if you don't speak, so you'll have it for next time. But he always used to quote Rabbi Rucham Lavovitz, the Mir, the Mashgiach of the Mir, that the best, this has nothing to do with patience, this is just the best thing, Rabbi Rucham's Mahalach in Musar, rather, is always to make yourself into a Muchrach, that's his Mahalach in life, not to be a wise guy, but to force yourself to do things, to put yourself in a situation where you have no choice. Like if I would set myself up that I have to say Shiurim, so now I have to say Shiurim, I have to come up with Torah, I have to learn it, I have to have what to say. So that's what I'm saying. My father, Olav HaShalom, always used to tell that over to me, that I should always try to maneuver to put myself in a situation where I'll have to come up with things, I'll have to think of things. The truth is you could use that for Tikkun Midos also. You could put yourself in a situation where people are watching you, so you have to act a certain way. And not only is that okay, you know, some people, a purist might say that that's not real, that's hypocritical, it's not real, it's only responding to other people, what they think of you. But Rabbi Rucham, in his Sefer, Das Chochma Musar, he talks about it constantly, and it's a theme of his, that that's what a person should do. And his lashon is, he really, in Lomdus, a person should make himself into a muchrach. Even though a person has bechira, he's saying, a person with his bechira should get rid of his bechira, should put himself in a situation where he has no choice. This is a long hagdama to thank you all. I hope I came up with a, if I do say so myself, I was oymed on a, I think, I hope, on a very amazing, like it was a chiddush to me, and I did it because I had to say something. How did I come up with it? I was forced to. So that's what I'm saying, Yesher Koyach. Okay. So, before, I'll get to it in 2-3 minutes, I just want to go over, I just was sitting down, I took my own notes, about Istanbul, like why we pick patients for us to work on, it doesn't seem like such a heavy thing, such an important thing. So I was thinking to myself again that the beard totsaos of impatience. So I should have made a list. I think I said it other weeks too. But every time I like to sit down and think, like, what's wrong if you're impatient? So it leads to kas. And although it doesn't say terrible things about impatience in Svarim, but it certainly says terrible things about kas in the Gemara and Chazal, and certainly impatience leads to kas. It certainly leads to onas devarim, because you're certainly going to say something hurtful. You're very likely to say something hurtful about someone or to someone when you lose your patience. It could easily lead to malbim pnei chaveiro barabim. It certainly leads to lack of yishev hadas, lack of serenity. You can't think straight. But lack of yishev hadas. A person needs yishev hadas to learn, to do mitzvahs, or any decision-making process. A person needs yishev hadas for it. And an impatient person, that impatience leads to not having yishev hadas in order to learn properly, think properly, make decisions properly. It certainly always puts you under stress. I hold it also takes you away from the Eibishter. It takes you away. A person's always supposed to look at things that the Eibishter is running the world and the Eibishter is making things happen. And an impatient person, I thought of the pasuk Ein Elokim Kol Mezimosov. We say in davening, Rasha doesn't think of Hashem until him. He doesn't take Hashem into Cheshbon. So I was thinking, an impatient person really is not taking Hashem into Cheshbon. It's like he's shutting Hashem out of his life, because if he would be living with Hashem, so anything that happens is happening because Hashem is making it happen. So there's nothing to wish it were different, to impatiently. So there's that chisaron. You're really being marchik yourself from a constant realization that Hashem's running the world. And then I thought of it, you won't be done people a kafschus. Someone with impatience won't do that, right? Because he's always like condemning and getting upset. And so if you have patience, you're more able to go, you're calm, so you're able to be done the kafschus. An impatient person is just not going to do that because of his impatience. So he's quick to condemn. He's quick to be down the kafchover, really. Where is he? The badafka coming late. Why can't they be on time? Yeah.
Okay.
What?
A person should be patient, they should be on time.
If someone else is late.
If they're late.
If you're late, you better have a good reason why you're late, or else you're over Gezel's man. The person that's waiting for you.
I would be patient.
That patience, if you're late because... If you're late because the bus you're waiting for is late, so then certainly you should exhibit patience. But if you're late because you're not makbid on coming on time, that's not patience. That's sloppiness on your part. And that's Gezel Zman from the other person. You're not exhibiting patience if you don't have the courtesy to come on time to an appointment. If you're trying to come on time and the bus is late, then certainly you should exhibit patience within yourself and not get upset. But it's not patience to not care about coming late to someone else. That's not patience.
I guess we didn't have a clear definition last week what patience is.
I'm going to say it today. That was the insight that I had. Then I is just, again, another list. I sat down when I started thinking about it, just where it can come from. And this is something that you have to do when you analyze yourself. It could come from gaiva, that things have to be the way you think they should be. In fact, Rashi defines anav as a savlon, someone who's sovel. It could come from stubbornness. Again, like, it's a different nekuda than gaiva. Okay. Things have to be your way. It could come from lack of yeshiva das. In other words, it leads to a lack of yeshiva das, but that could also be its source. A person has something wrong with him, that he's not serene, he doesn't have serenity, he's excited, he's stressed out. And that could lead also to impatience. It could come from lack of self-control, which is always a terrible thing. A person should always be in control of himself. So it could possibly come just because would be the Chazon Ish would say that. We said the Chazon Ish a few weeks ago. That every midah really boils down to just letting your natural inclinations get the better of you without working on them. So if you don't have self-control, you're not going to have patience. It could come from lack of bitachon. Again, lack of awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lack of bitachon. So you think things are going to get ruined. Oyvei, terrible, what's going to be? My whole life's ruined if I come late. Impatience comes from lack of bitachon. It could come from a need for instant gratification. Person who has a need for instant gratification is going to be impatient. He has to have his, it's like a more of a taiva dikka root more than a gaiva dikka one. He has to have his desires fulfilled, and if it doesn't, he gets impatient. Now it can be something as simple as a bus coming on time, but the nekuda in the shayrish of the midah could be that he's not getting his way.
Wouldn't that cause anger rather than impatience?
Now I'm talking about where it could come from, not where it leads to. It could come from a lack, a need for instant gratification. A person, we're talking about now that, like the flaw of character, where it might come from. It could come from, we said, gaiva, stubbornness, lack of bitachon, meaning lack of acceptance that Hashem is doing things. It could come from a need for instant gratification. Okay, that's the second list I made. And then I made a third list of the special my list that having patience has. And that is, first of all, I'm really repeating things I said in past weeks, I just clarified it more in my own mind. The specialness of Savlonus is, it's mamish one of the Yud Gimel Midas Arachanim. We say Hashem is Erech HaPayim, we're talking about he's patient. So there's Valachta B'drachav, in a very direct way. It's even one of the Yud Gimel Midas Arachanim, which is more than just... That's more Hashem's essence. I don't want to, maybe I'll even say that. More of Hashem's essential midos. We ultimately, we have Amavra midos of Mavir Moyal Kol Psha'ov, which is a very nice result. Someone who looks aside and doesn't always get upset when things are ready to upset him. And he has that midah. He's Mavrel Midosov. He takes things. He overlooks things. So Hashem treats him the same way. And Hashem's Meichel is Averis. So that's certainly a super nice Totsa'a from learning the midah of patience, that you could get into this mode of Kala Mavrel Midosov Mavrel Moyal Kol Pshav. You could, with the midah of patience, acquire the midah of Hana elovim ve'enam ovim shomim cherposim ve'enam mishivim. That the Gemara speaks so super highly of those who people insult and people could get angry, could try to get angry, and they just bide their. This really comes from a midah of patience. So if you develop your patience, you can develop this midah that the Gemara talks about. Oyav of ketzeis hashemesh b'gevurasso. That, you know, it really boils down to patience. Someone insults you, someone says bad things about you, you find out about it. You know, if you have patience, so you know it's going to go away, people are not going to remember, it's no big deal. Right now it looks terrible, but if you wait a day or two, no one remembers, no one thinks about it, it hasn't harmed you any. And so to you acquire this fantastic midah of ne'alovim ve'enam olvim, shomim cherposim ve'enam meshivim. That's a third thing. And a fourth thing I saw in the Sefer Milos Hamidos, there's already more of the Derech Remes, that he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to your tefillos. Maybe it's, he teaches the Pasuk Be'ez Ratzon Anisicha, that if a person has the Ace Ratzon, a person is serene, is calm, he's not excited. So, if a person, it's an interesting way to, almost like a drush, like a chassidish of Erkel, maybe even. Be'ez Ratzon Anisicha. So the person's Ace Ratzon, so Hashem will answer his tefillos. But it could be an adjunct of Kalam Avir Al Midosam Avir Moya Kol Pshav. So Hashem will answer your tefillos in that sense. Okay, so I just made these lists and I wanted to share that with you. But then I had this tremendous insight. I think it's an important nakuda. It really, Shabbos, I said over a story of a fella that comes home late from work and he's tired. And he takes out his Gemara to learn, even though he's tired, or he wants to make it tonight, say they're on time, even though he's tired. And his wife asks him for his help, and he gets angry at her. He says, I'm tired, and I want to learn. And he gets angry. So Shabbos, I talked about the idea of making the Tofel Iker and the Iker Tofel. That's the Shabbos. But really, here I want to look at it from the perspective of impatience. From that perspective. he wants to learn. You gave up a lot to learn. And then she's trying to take him away from that. So he loses patience. Let's look at another story. Person could come home again with the wife, has a chavrusa at 8 o'clock. He's rushing to make the chavrusa, and he's focused on 8 o'clock because that's when he wants to be in the base medrash with his chavrusa. And his wife, you know, and he doesn't even notice what he's eating. His wife worked the whole afternoon to prepare supper for him, and she sees he doesn't even notice it because he's, and that's like an impatience. Like everything is just, he's looking at 8 o'clock. So she could talk to him, she could be telling him about her day. He's not listening. He doesn't care. The kids could ask him a question. He's nervous. He doesn't have patience. Because he's focused on 8 o'clock. The story I told Shabbos is also could be viewed from a different story could be viewed from the perspective of patience. The guy who's late to shul, and he says brachas on the way without kavana. Right? Because he's late, so he's catching up. So he says, Birchas HaShachar without Kavana. So again, Shabbos, I said it from the perspective of Iker Tofel, Tofel Iker. But now I want to talk about it in terms of patience. Because again, he's focused. He's thinking of getting to shul on time. So he doesn't have patience to wait, because that'll make him even more late. Right? So it's really a function of impatience to say Birchas now. Because he doesn't have the patience to get the shul and daven there properly. Then I mentioned 2 weeks ago that sometimes you find yourself losing patience when it doesn't make a difference. So you have to go to a chasana. Your wife makes you wait 15 minutes. And you get impatient with her. Now, really, the whole difference is if you're going to come to the chasana at 7:30 or 7:45. Now, if you've ever been to chasanas, there's very little difference if you get to the chasana at 7:30 or 7:45. Very little difference. Or if you ever see, I notice when I go on a plane, and because this is me, that's how I see it. So the plane's going to leave when, you know, the people line up to get on the plane, but they want to, like, they're impatient, like, they don't want to wait, they get onto the, but the plane ain't going anywhere. The plane's only going to land, going to fly off. But you have people who, like, push and shove, and so what's going on? Well, what is all right, that could be pshat, but I'm talking about the people that are impatient. You have people that are impatient, that even if you know you'll be early, but you know you made up a certain time in your head, and you want to be on time. So where does this come from? That's what I was thinking. What does this mean of patience? What is it teaching us? Like, you know, you want to go deeper and deeper and deeper till you get at the shorish, like where's it coming from? How do you define it? Like how would you define the word? What are you supposed to do? Is it to be calm? No. Like so what is it? What are you supposed to watch out for? What are you supposed to not be or not do? We talked about the shoroshim where it could come from, but what is it? So I hope I was lying with on a kuda. I hope it's true. I think it's true.
It might even be true.
Let's take the guy who has to be at 8 o'clock in the Beis Medrash. So, what happens? His wife starts talking to him. She asks for help. So, he's focused on 8 o'clock. So, at the present, right, there's past, present, and future. That's what time is made up of. So he's looking at the future. He's looking at 8 o'clock. But and if he would think about the present, in other words, if he would look, he looks at what's happening now as just a matara. It's not the matara. The matara is to be there at 8 o'clock. And everything happening now is just leading up to 8 o'clock. So that's what he's focused on, and so he'll get angry or he'll get impatient because he wants 8 o'clock to come. He wants, but a person should he should be thinking, what's the goal and the tachlis of the present? Because right now, what am I supposed to be doing? Not, don't look at 8 o'clock, look at now. What is my job now? What is my matara now? What is my life's, what am I supposed to be doing at this moment? Well, let's say, because in all these cases of impatience, the person is focused on the future. And that's when it hit me. You have some people, they live in the past. In other words, they live with their past accomplishments, with their past successes, maybe with their past heroics, or maybe with their past failures. And they live with that. That's like what they're living with, but that's only the past. You have to ask yourself, what am I doing in the present? The present should always be, the present, it's very hard because the present is always an indecipherable, impossible to measure moment. Right? Everything's past and future. So some people, if you ask them like where they're holding, they're living in the past. They're either happy because of something that happened yesterday, or something they accomplished yesterday, or they're sad because they failed yesterday. But you have to live in the present. And right now is right now. Right now has its own matara, its own life's goals, and its own purpose. And that's what hit me, that impatience is people are always projecting in the future. That people, if you talk to people, they're always talking about what they're going to do next year, what they're going to do next month. Talk to the guys in yeshiva, it's next month. What they're going to do next month, or they say next week, or even tomorrow, or when I move into a new house, or when I get a new job, or when I get a new chevrusa, when I start a new masechta, or when we get up to the two dots, after Shabbos, Sunday morning, after Shabbos, and people tend to do that. And people are afraid of the present. Because when you have to think about the present, it's too real. It's like too heavy. It's too much of a machayev. It's like scary. You have to face yourself and what you are. Like, you'd rather talk about what you'll do when you get there. But a person now, he's scared. Because that's a machayev now. That means he has to do something now. It's machayev him to behave a certain way, or to think a certain way. He has to change his malach ha-machshava. He has to change his thoughts. He has to change his behavior now. He has to look at himself like naked. He has to, because it's now. See, when you talk about the past or the future, there's a lot of baggage. So you could project. You say, you know, I really have to get serious about my learning. I got to find myself a chevrusa. But no, now. You have to take yourself, your learning seriously now. The machayev is now. But now, that's like a person gets into a car. I said this once, he turns on the radio. Because he's afraid to be alone with his thoughts. People don't want to take walks. They don't want to think. They want to have noise. So they have a Walkman. When they listen to the news, they have to hear that there's, you know, that there's traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. I'm in America still. Here I don't have a car. So, when the bus gets there, you're always thinking, what are you supposed to be doing now? Oh, now. Maybe I should take out a Mishnayos and learn. That's what I'm supposed to be doing now. I have to be in the basement at 8 o'clock, it's true. But right now my wife asks me for her help, for my help. So what am I supposed to be doing now? Now? So you have to help her. No matter if she needs help. You have to help her. You're waiting, you're going to davening. But right now you're davening without kavanah. What does Hashem want from you at this moment? That's what hit me. The nekuda is, I think, it sounds weird what I'm saying. People are afraid of the present. They don't want to deal with the present. Because if they have to deal with the present, they have to deal with themselves as they are. They have to look at themselves. and see what they are. And they, it's very scary, because most people don't like to do that. They don't like what they see. So they'll think about 8 o'clock next month, next week. After the summer, there's going to be a new me after the summer. Or in the summer, we're going to be on vacation, then everything will be good. Or even on small scales. I'm going to learn at 8 o'clock. What about now? What are you doing now? Okay, so a person should always think what he should be doing now. And the fellow that's impatient to get to the chasana, that's what's happening. The fellow that's impatient to get to the, on the airplane, and people who are impatient. Impatience means he's living in the future. He wants the future. He's always looking, Mosai Yavo. He doesn't want to, if you live in the present, that's patience. Patience is to live in the present. You're stuck in traffic. You gotta be somewhere. You have to be somewhere, that's the future. Right now, what does Hashem want me to do now? Now I'm stuck in traffic. So Hashem wants me to have an ulcer? No, probably not. Okay, I'll put on the radio. Maybe Hashem wants me to listen to the radio, if that'll calm me down now. Maybe Hashem wants me to, but that's how you should, to develop patience. You know, like the guy who wants to go to the chasana. So his life right now is getting to the chasana. When he gets to the chasana, he's going to want the chuppah to start. Then he's going to want the meal to start. Then he's going to want the dancing to start. Then he's going to want a bench. Then he's going to want to go home. And then he's going to want to go to sleep. Then he's going to want to get up. And then he's going to want to go to davening. This is a person that's living in the future. He's always projecting what's next. So he gets impatient because you never catch up. That's called running on a treadmill. You know, you never get anywhere. And because people are scared. It's like a very scary thing to live in the present. Because you have to look at yourself and say, what am I supposed to be doing now? So that's what patience is. So I was even on this. I hold it's endless. You'll pardon my saying so. Patience is to live in the present. And it's hard. And that's why it's like an important meter. Impatience is you're focused on the future. So you're impatient.
You're not supposed to focus on the future.
What?
You're not supposed to focus on the future.
You should plan for the future, but you shouldn't live in the future. You'll be impatient if you live in the future. Live in the future is the guy that says, next month, I'm going to learn good. Someday, I'm going to learn good. When my charusa comes back from the bathroom, I'm going to start learning. But what about now? Now? You don't live in the future. You have to live in the present. Every second counts. Every second has its own matara. Hashem wants you to do something with every second of your life. This really, it's scary because it makes you realize that every second is precious. It makes you realize that every second of your life counts. Because when you're dealing with the present, you're dealing with the now. When you're dealing with the future, so you talk about a hemshech zman, you got plenty of time to kill till Sunday rolls around. Right? That means the next 5 minutes are blank. Till the chavrusa comes back from the bathroom, you got 5 minutes of free time. But that's not true. You don't. As I'm saying, a person that's impatient is living in the future. So he's waiting. But when is that going to come? But it's a never-ending thing, because it never comes. I say, you get to the chasana, you want the chuppah, you want the chuppah, you want the meal. You want the, his whole life's a treadmill. And to have patience, to develop patience, is to train yourself to live in the moment that exists in the present, and to say, what's the matara of this moment? What am I? You're waiting for a bus. Okay, what does Hashem want me to do now? What am I supposed to be doing now? Okay, that's what I was aiming on. I hold it's an emes and a kuda, and let's talk about it and think about it some more. It's time for Marab. I don't want to hold them up.